While Nikki and Maura get ready for the final round, it's time for us to play a game. This is called Fact Bag. I have a bag of trivia questions. Jonathan and I do not know the answers to these questions. Each question is written on an envelope. I'm going to read the question. Jonathan and I will briefly discuss, then we will open up the envelope and find out the real answer.
Okay.
Here we go. In 2014, McDonald's created a new variety of broccoli. What?
Doesn't seem possible.
To include in its kids' meals with a flavor designed to appeal to children. What did it taste like?
I assume the answer is not broccoli.
Yeah. I'm going to assume it tasted like kale? No, that wouldn't be something.
Well, would a kids like candy? It didn't taste like candy.
Didn't taste like candy.
That's monstrous. You would never do that.
A new variety.
Ketchup.
Yeah, green ketchup. It tasted like a quarter pounder.
Tasted like cheese, macaroni and cheese.
Or with those apple pies. That's what I like at
maybe
a McDonald's.
Hot dogs. Tasted like hot dogs.
Okay, should we decide on one?
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to say it tasted like an apple. Seriously.
It tasted more like a fruit than a vegetable.
That's right.
I like that. I like the way that sounds.
Okay, let's see what Fact Bag says. In 2014, this new variety. Okay, it tasted like, the natural flavor for a broccoli, bubble gum.
Oh, come on. That is a terrible idea.
Guess what? Kids, being humans, were too confused during the taste tests, so it was never introduced into McDonald's restaurants.
I don't care for that at all.
I know.
Disgusting.
Fact bag.
Fact bag number two.
Harry Potter fans know the evil wizard Lord Voldemort's real name is Tom Marvolo Riddle. However, in the French version of the books, Voldemort has a different real name. What is it, and why was it changed?
His name in France is Monsieur Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
You know what? This is why I'm going to say. In the French version, it has been changed because I bet there's someone in France known as Tom Marvolo Riddle.
Or it could be a dirty word of some kind.
Tom Marvolo. Qu'est-ce qui se passe indeed?
Marvolo Riddle.
Don't come to me with your Marvolo. Okay, yeah? You think it's a dirty thing?
I think it's a dirty thing. Listen, we're not going to guess what the new one is.
We're never going to guess what the new one is. There's no way. I'm going to say he's a real person.
Okay.
You're going to say?
I'm going to say it's a dirty word of some kind.
Some sort of dirty
or
thing?
Or an unfortunate word.
It like refers to something that is unsavory or unfortunate.
You don't want a
filthy
character name that.
All right, let's find out what's
back
going
hair.
On. Tom Marvolo Riddle is an anagram of I am Lord Voldemort.
Ah.
This anagram only works in English. In French, I am Lord Voldemort is translated to Je suis Voldemort. So the anagram was changed to Tom Elvis Jedusor.
I feel like they phoned that last part in a little bit.
All right, this is our last fact bag.
Last fact bag.
In 1996, Australian scientists discovered that koalas are similar to humans in what way that might confuse crime scene investigators? It's got to be fingerprints. Wait a second, that can't be right.
They are serial killers.
Right, that would confuse them.
I think you are right. I think that they have fingerprints that are similar to people.
Like,
and so when you're at a crime scene, you're like, well, it's reasonable doubt. You go, Your Honor, these could easily be koala prints.
It's got to be fingerprints.
They've got fingerprints, yeah.
All right, let's see if we're right. Koalas, crime. Yep, we were right. They have human-like fingerprints. And here's the mysterious little extra bit. It is unclear why koalas have fingerprints, since most tree-climbing animals do not.
Could the answer be murder?
All right, the fact bag is now empty. Thank you, fact bag. Give it up for fact bag.